In New York, 5,422 people are still missing after last week's terror attacks on the World Trade Center. Another 218 are confirmed dead. In southwestern Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 crashed, 45 passengers and crew were killed. At the Pentagon, 189 are believed dead, including Antoinette Sherman. She suffered burns over 70% of her body, and doctors gave the 35-year-old 2 days to live. She survived a week and died yesterday. Max Buelke, 69, was officially the last U.S. combat soldier to leave Vietnam, a scene that was broadcast on national television on March 29, 1973. Last Tuesday, he was among the first to be declared missing. He was working in the Pentagon on veterans issues when American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the building. Rhonda Sue Rasmussen, a civilian worker at the Pentagon, learned on September 10th that she had gotten her transfer to California. She and her husband thought about staying home to celebrate on September 11th, but their sense of duty led them to show up for work. When Flight 77 hit the building, her husband Floyd escaped, but Rhonda did not. Sisters Lisa and Samantha Egan worked steps away from each other at Cantor Fitzgerald in the World Trade Center. Lisa, 31, helped Samantha, 24, get her job. Their father said the girls were inseparable. Both are among the missing at the World Trade Center site. Karen Haggerty, 34, also is among the missing there. She was a senior vice president for Aon Risk Services in the World Trade Center. Last year, she organized a Christmas gift drive for children at a Bronx homeless shelter. Charles J. Morrow was director of purchasing at Windows on the World, the restaurant atop one of the World Trade Center towers. He was an avid hunter and president of the Bambi Rod and Gun Club in Hancock, New York. He's also among the missing. George Howard was one of the first New York City police officers to arrive on the scene after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Last Tuesday, he had the day off, but when he heard about the attacks, he raced to the World Trade Center again. A flying sheet of steel struck and killed him as he arrived amid the dust and smoke. Jeff Maladnik, an associate pastor at Christ Church in Oak Brook, Illinois, was on American Flight 11. He often flew from Boston to Los Angeles and used his airplane time for Bible study. A friend said the pastor would tell us that hatred and bitterness must not have the last word. In New York, there are 5,422 people still missing after last week's terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. Another 218 are confirmed dead. At the Pentagon, 189 are believed killed, including a woman who died yesterday from burns. In southwestern Pennsylvania, federal investigators have completed most of their work at a rural site where United Flight 93 crashed. 45 passengers and crew lost their lives. Stephen Jacoby was the chief operating officer of Metrocall, Inc., a company that created the two-way pagers currently being used by emergency personnel in New York and Virginia. On September 11th, Jacoby was aboard American Airlines Flight 77, which hit the Pentagon. His wife says it would make him happy to know that his devices are being used in the rescue efforts. Michael Horrocks fell in love with flying when he sat behind the controls of a friend's plane on a trip to Florida. He learned to fly in the U.S. Marine Corps and went on to become the first officer on United Flight 175, which crashed into the World Trade Center. Laura Lee Morabito would sometimes wear a poodle skirt and beehive hairdo to sing in a quintet as a sales pitch for her employer, Qantas Airways. She was aboard American Flight 11 for a business trip that had been postponed twice before. Her flight crashed into the World Trade Center. Deborah Welsh was so passionate about flying that she kept at it. After the first two airlines she worked for, Eastern, then Kiwi, folded, she was a flight attendant on United Flight 93 when it crashed in Pennsylvania. Her husband said that if she were alive, she'd want us to make sure the planes keep flying. She loved this industry. Gary Kochler worked as a bond trader on the 84th floor of the World Trade Center. He was a Vietnam veteran who received the Bronze Star for bravery. His sister said if anyone could have gotten out, it would have been him.